Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Surface, trusted by the pros, built for the fans.
You heard it there, DeMarcus, where the reins are off, as Coach Kubiak says, and we are now about to take the reins off of KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl is joining us right now. And Andy, we talked about health, just we heard it there. What do you think these guys are thinking about as they head to this game? How important is it for them to get that bye to get healthy?
Well, I think the bye is real important. Now, as we speak about health, our crew here as a football just came in, made sure they got out of the way and didn't protect any of the equipment, so they kept their health. So let's see if another kick doesn't come down and can't break the board. Yeah, that's right. So the board may not make it till the bye. But, look, it's extremely important for them to get a little bit of a rest there. You want to make sure that guys like T.J. Ward and Brandon Marshall and everybody else that has a little bit of nicks or whatever, some bruises that they got to heal up, are healed up. Now, Jeff Legwald, our buddy from ESPN, pointed out the other day that the Broncos had their healthiest, most full participation that they've had since September 24th. It's ridiculous how banged up this team has been. It's been an issue for them, but they fought through it well. I really think when we look back on this season, you'll be impressed with how well the guys that have had to step up and play in critical situations. Guy like Benny Fowler last week making a big catch, making a big block. Those aren't guys that we thought they'd be relying on late in the year when the year started. It's really, to me, a testament to how they've gone about their business this year, how they've let the guys play. But I do think they need that bye so they can be full force with all their starters for the playoffs.
A lot of teams are banged up at this part of the season, but the Broncos' depth has really been shown, particularly on defense. And that defense knows that they have an opportunity today to do something that no Broncos defense has ever done before.
Broncos on D, 1, 2, 3, Broncos!
When we went into the year, we set all our goals to be in the top five.
They run it left side and nothing going.
Our goal when I talked to him first is we wanted to be the best.
Ware rushes. Miller does it. Pocket breaks down. McCarron being chased. And down he goes.
Those guys have followed through with it. They could set some all-time records, really.
Blitz on the way. McCarron a deep drop. Protects us pretty good. McCarron in the pocket. And down he goes.
We're arrogant, to be honest with you. We want to be the best. And to lead the team in the actually the NFL in sacks, to lead them in, you know, yards per rush on us. We want to have it all.
Pass will be deflected and incomplete.
We don't really look at the numbers, but, you know, it'd be great. It'd be great. We'll hang our hat on that, man. And I'll be able to tell my kids about it, you know. Just, it'd be wonderful for us.
And Von Miller from behind grabs Jeremy Hill. And
you know, we trying to, you know, get this number one defense. Still got a little bit of stuff. I think we're a sack ahead of New England, so.
Bernard hit behind the line of scrimmage and flung out of bounds by Chris Harris Jr.
That's where we're at. We're trying to close the season now good. We're trying to, you know, have a very good game this weekend. It's a team that we know, they know us.
Shotgun snap, fumbled, down on the ball, and who has it? DeMarcus Ware has it!
We're going to get the best effort, and we want to put our best foot forward as well.
We know how good this Broncos defense is, but Andy, how much do you feel like the Broncos do things offensively, different areas of the game, special teams-wise, to cater to that defense, knowing, hey, we can always rely on that defense to do what it does?
I feel like that was something we saw a little bit earlier in the year as Brock Osweiler got in here. I think last week, though, we saw a different dimension of this. I think the coaches trusted Brock to really run that no huddle. I thought Brock did a great job with it. I think now maybe we see a new level of confidence in what they can do, because Brock, I thought Brock made some great throws. I laugh because the minute that I got on Twitter after the game, someone was complaining to me, oh, Brock didn't do this and that. And I'm thinking he had the one pass to Owen Daniels that got him cross midfield in overtime. There's a linebacker in the way. I thought it was a gutsy throw. He made throws last week that I think young quarterbacks you typically see shy away from. A.J. McCarron started to look like towards the end, maybe the moment was a little bit too big for him. Brock did not show that. He led three drives, one with a fumble, one with a missed field goal, one with finally the one that made the field goal, that were all big-time drives for Brock. And I think there's probably now a new level of trust, maybe some understanding between the two. And I think some of that conservatism that you kind of referred to as to the ways they tried to protect the defense, maybe some of that is gone now.
Last week, Brock hit Jordan Irwood. You mentioned Benny Fowler, Owen Daniels. He used his full arsenal of targets, not just Demaryius Thomas and not just Emmanuel Sanders. Is that an indication to you of his comfort level in the offense or his maturation possibly?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think Brock's done a really good job of getting everybody involved. I think you need to credit the coaching staff as well. A year ago, they weren't willing to play the young guys the way that this staff has been. They weren't always willing to go into their depth when they didn't need to. We saw it this year. that they would play the depth. The reason why Benny Fowler and Jordan Norwood are so effective is because those guys have been playing since Kansas City. They've been playing since Baltimore. We've seen a number of different guys, including Shaq Barrett, Darius Kilgo at times. I mean, there's a lot of guys that weren't in the starting 22 that have seen plenty of minutes, and because you played those guys the entire season, now everybody's comfortable having to step in when they're asked to be the next man up because they've had time and reps in critical situations, and I don't think there's many on this team that are afraid of the big moment, and I think that by itself is why this coaching switch has been successful above all others because, again, last year's staff simply wasn't doing that.
Well, we've seen Osweiler get the running backs involved in the passing game, but as far as the running game goes, in wins, we've seen them run the ball a lot better, 115 yards per game in the wins. Just about half of that in the losses, 60 yards per game in the losses. How important is it that they stay committed to that?
Well, it's the identity of this offense. I was watching the replay last night of the Monday night telecast, and John Gruden talked about it. He said, anywhere you go with Gary Kubiak, it's about the zone running scheme. And so I think you have to have the running game for this really to function properly. We saw the big run by CJ. That kept the Bengals on their heels while they were in the three wide. I thought CJ did an outstanding effort individually. But again, Benny Fowler getting a big block, Emmanuel Sanders getting a big block. The running game needs to be a part of this to keep everybody off balance so they just cannot pin their ears back and come at this young offensive line.
Well, we know that Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson will be active today, but let's take a look at the Broncos' inactives and find out who won't be playing here. We know that Andre Caldwell is down. We know that Trevor Siemian is down. Omar Bolden, Lorenzo Doss, Sam Brenner, Robert Myers, Darius Kilgo, those are your Broncos inactives for the regular season finale. And Andy, one guy that we don't see on there, Brandon Marshall.
That's good. Now, we'll see how much Brandon plays. I'm sure they're going to try to limit his reps if possible, but if they've got him up, he must say he's good to go. Hopefully they can get him some rest, though. You got a guy like Todd Davis. You've got Corey Nelson. They've got some outstanding depth at that linebacker position. We'll just see how it plays out, but the Broncos have to feel good. And before we sign off, if I could, we've got a young Australia fan here. Our buddy Bryce, Bronco Nation, welcome. They came all the way from Australia, and he said he's become a fan of the Broncos by playing with them on Madden. How about that?
That's awesome. That's
great. It's the power of Madden.
The power of Madden.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, thank you very much, Andy. That's KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. And when we come back on the BTV Live pregame show, it's the favorite part of the show, Mace's Three Keys.